Hello, and welcome to another podcast of It's Not Your Money, Finding the Peace of Putting God First. It's Not Your Money seeks to connect your faith with your financial life by exploring what God has to say about money and possessions in the Bible. You can guess that the truth in the Bible is often at odds with advice and opinion given by respected financial concerns. Why is that? Where do our ideas of success and happiness come from? In the last cast, I suggested that they come from the world, in quotation marks. The world is that collection of temporal and carnal desires that become ends in themselves with no thought of God. That world is ruled by illusions that lead to selfishness, scarcity, and fear. Madison Avenue entices us with ads that drive our desire for more. Wall Street warns us that unless we invest more, we won't have enough for the future. These worldly sources tell us what we must have and what we must do to be happy and be considered successful. Let's consider a couple of maxims, common sayings, of the world, and compare them to what God has to say about it. First up, have you ever seen the bumper sticker that says something like, "Whoever has the most toys wins"? This tells us that to have a fulfilling life, to be thought successful, we need more and better stuff. A McMansion, a luxury brand car, designer handbags, a new 85-inch curved screen high-def TV. Oh, and how about a tailor-made stealth driver for the golf bag? It only costs $580, and that's for one club. That's the thing. The way to happiness, according to Wall Street and the world, is through our cash, or worse, credit cards. Happiness and success have a cost, probably a bit more than we should spend. Spending on these things may make us happy for a while, but it is fleeting. It's short-lived. God tells us in Luke 12, verse 15, to be on guard against greed, that know that though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. He tells us in Ecclesiastes 5, 10, and 11 that if we love money, we will never be satisfied. If we long to be rich, we will never get what we want. Here's another maxim from Wall Street. Pay yourself first. You've probably heard that before. It's sound financial planning advice. Have your retirement plan contribution deducted right from your paycheck. That way it doesn't make it into your checking account where it would get spent before you save it. This makes perfect sense, to pay yourself first before any other bills get paid. Except God tells us to pay Him first. Deuteronomy 18 verse 4 directs that we shall give Him the first fruits of our grain and wine. Proverbs 3 verse 9 instructs us to honor the Lord with our wealth from the first fruits of all we produce. So we're to pay God first. How about sign up for online giving then, and pay yourself second? These Bible verses seem to conflict with the world and what our culture tells us. The Bible often sounds countercultural. God asks us to be different, to do things differently than what the world recommends, and that can be challenging. But let me ask you, how is all that striving to earn more so that you can get more working out? Find the peace you seek by putting God first in your life, including and especially in your spending. When I embraced this approach to my finances, I began to realize the peace of mind that I sought. Giving to God first in my budget put the proper priority on how I spent and eliminated the stress over where the rest of the money was going. It's freeing. Learn more about this in the book. Get copies at the website itsnotyourmoney.org. Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. And please like my Facebook page. And be open to the Holy Spirit's guidance to you to be courageous and countercultural by putting God first in your finances. Till next time, be well. I'm Joe Galloway.